You're listening to the Karibo Shoe Podcast, Episode 12, Mario Tennis Aces. Welcome to another episode of the Karibo Shoe Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon, and I'm joined once again by my co-host, the Waluigi to my Wario, Chad.
Well, hi, it's me, Waluigi.
Yeesh. So we've got a great episode lined up for you guys today. We're going to talk all about Mario Tennis Aces for the Nintendo Switch, and we're also going to have another character spotlight. But before we get into that, let's talk about what we've been playing. So, Chad, what have you been playing the last week?
Okay, so I've been playing some more Splatoon 2. We did the Splatfest last Friday.
Yes.
Had a lot of fun with that. It'd been a while since I'd played any Turf War. But for the most part, we did about as bad as I expected. But we also had some wins, so I was happy with that.
We did. We did a little better than I was anticipating we would do, since none of us had played lately. But we did end up choosing the losing side.
Yes.
Team No Pulp.
No Pulp fanboys. We lost that one. So also, I kept playing some more of the Octo expansion. I beat all of the main quests, all 80 of the side missions. Got all the gear from that. Then there's a surprise ending for those of us that have got everything, and it will test your Splatoon 2 gameplay to the max. I've never played anything in Splatoon this hard. I'm not sure if any game has ever gave me this much trouble. That's how hard this is.
Oh, wow.
So it's just, I won't spoil it for anyone, but I mean, just everyone that plays Splatoon 2, give this a try and see if you're as good as you think you are.
So. Wow. So, I mean, the Octo expansion is tough enough as it is, and it sounds like once you think you're done, it's just getting started.
Right. Octo expansion was the hardest thing I've done in Splatoon. And then after you finish all the little missions, they just put one more on you, and it's harder than the entire expansion put together. It's just, It's absolutely incredible.
Wow.
One day I'll beat it. So, Mario Tennis Aces, the game we're talking about today. I've been playing with this, having an absolute blast in it. I love everything about that game. We'll get into that later, though. And finally, Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze. Me and my second player, we got to the last world, and we're about halfway through it. So, really excited to be finished with that game, hopefully, this coming weekend.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I really need to get back into Donkey Kong myself. I'm at the start of the last world, so y'all are a little ahead of me.
Oh, finally passed you.
So, yeah, like you said before, we played some of the Splatoon 2 Splatfest. Didn't do great, didn't do terrible. We did make it to Kings and Queens, our whole team, so that was nice. Also got a chance to try out Captain Toad Treasure Tracker. I downloaded the demo that Nintendo released, and it's a very short demo, just three short levels, but it is a very charming little puzzle game. And depending on the price and maybe how many levels there are, I definitely might end up picking this one up when it comes out.
Did they have any of the Super Mario Odyssey theme levels on that demo?
You know, they didn't. I think they were mostly like desert themed or something. I'm guessing just one of the regular worlds in the game, and it did have kind of like a little dragon boss is on the last level. That was kind of neat.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, none of the Mario Odyssey levels, as far as I can tell, were in the demo, but I am looking forward to seeing what those are.
Right, same here.
And then lastly, like you said, Mario Tennis Aces. I mean, that game came out last Friday, and we've been playing a bunch of it, and that's what our main topic is about. So we also want to mention that there are a couple of notable new releases coming out on the day that this podcast is released, Friday. So the Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy is going to be released this Friday. Now this is an HD reimagining of the original three Crash Bandicoot games that were on the original Sony PlayStation. And these games have a special place in my heart because I did grow up with these games, and I'm definitely planning on picking this up as long as the reviews are good.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I've never got to play a Crash Bandicoot game. Always wanted to, but never had the opportunity. So I hope to pick this up as well.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy thinking about this on a Nintendo system, because I remember when Crash Bandicoot was the new mascot in town. He had commercials on TV where he would drive up to the Nintendo headquarters and like make fun of Nintendo and stuff, kind of like how Sega did in the early 90s with Sonic as a rival to Mario. And yet here we are today, and they're all three on Nintendo systems. So that's really cool.
That's really funny. I also saw where they're releasing a Crash Bandicoot Wired Pro Controller alongside the game.
Oh, wow, I didn't see that.
And it looks really neat. It's solid black and has a Crash on there, kind of an outline in blue, I believe. So I think it's $24.99. So they're pretty reasonable, but they are wired, and it's just something neat that he's actually getting his own controller for the game. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to keep an eye out for that when I go to the store next. And then also, and we've mentioned this before on a previous episode, but the NES Classic is coming back on Friday. Friday is the day that Nintendo is re-releasing it. So if anybody's been wanting one or been hunting for one, this may be your best and maybe last chance to get one of these before they're gone for good.
I can't believe they brought it back finally.
I can't either. So. But hopefully some people that have really wanted one will be able to get one this time. So with that, we're going to move into our character spotlight. So moving into our character spotlight for the week, we want to look at a character that's been in a lot of games, but is having kind of his starring role in Mario Tennis Aces, and we're talking about the Chain Chomp. So a Chain Chomp is an enemy from the Mario series, and Chain Chomps resemble a ball with chains and come in various sizes, often bigger than Mario. They have big circular eyes, large gaping mouths, and razor-sharp teeth. Most also have a restraining tail-like chain, which are commonly tied to some sort of post to restrict their movement. Now, I've always been a fan of the Chain Chomp, and Shigeru Miyamoto, the creator of Mario, Donkey Kong, Legend of Zelda, all, you know, just all the great Nintendo games, he came up with the idea for the Chain Chomp because as a child, his neighbor's dog tried to attack him, but he was lucky because it was chained to a wooden pole. So I thought that's a great origin story for the Chain Chomp.
I never knew that about Chain Chomp. That's very interesting.
So his first appearance was in Super Mario Bros. 3, released in Japan in 1988 on the Nintendo Entertainment System. So I can very well remember playing Super Mario Bros. 3 as a kid and getting to the first level with the Chain Chomp. And wow, they were difficult to get by. They would seemingly just attack at random angles. You could never really figure out where they were going to attack you from.
Right.
So you always had to be extra careful when you were encountering a Chain Chomp in that game. Then fast forward a few years, and when the Nintendo 64 came out and alongside the launch Super Mario 64, the Chain Chomp had taken some steroids. He had grown considerably in size. And I remember in the very first Bomb Battlefield stage, there's a giant Chain Chomp guarding a power star, and it's seemingly about 10 times the size of Mario, and so it's very intimidating. But you could release it and get to the star if you ground pounded the pole that it was attached to. So
I believe this was my first run in with the Chain Chomp
okay.
in my early years, so I remember it very, very well.
So he didn't stop there. He also appeared in Mario Kart 64 later on, and he was on the very last stage, Rainbow Road. And Rainbow Road has been in, I guess, every Mario Kart game, and it's always a pretty long stage, and it's pretty difficult. And Chain Chomps would be coming towards all the carts, and you had to make sure you dodged them because they would eat your cart if you didn't, and cost you a lot of time. So. Continuing on, he also appeared in Super Mario Sunshine, which is one of our favorite 3D Mario games.
Oh, yes.
And here he was covered with steaming goop, if you remember. And in one of the missions, Mario and his flood backpack had to clean all the junk off of him, which in turn would cool him down and cause him to calm down a little bit.
Right. I remember that very, very well.
Then in my favorite Mario Kart game, Mario Kart Double Dash on the GameCube, Baby Mario and Baby Luigi had a special item that only they could use, and it was the Chain Chomp. And it would basically pull them forward for a few seconds, and it would bowl over any other racer in their path while a special song played. So I remember being really excited about using the Chain Chomp. I always liked playing as the babies in that game anyway.
Oh, yes.
And I really liked their special weapon that they could use. Like we said before, a Chain Chomp appears in Mario Tennis Aces as a playable character, and excluding Super Mario Odyssey, where if you've played, you know that you can use Cappy to take over a Chain Chomp and control it. But other than that, this is the first time that the Chain Chomp has been a playable character in a Mario game.
I can't believe it's taken this long for us to control the Chain Chomp.
Exactly. So, you know, everything we've mentioned so far has been from a Mario game, and I've always thought of Chain Chomp as a Mario enemy. But he has also appeared in 5 different Legend of Zelda games, including Link's Awakening, which is one of my favorites on the Game Boy. And in that game, he's a docile animal, basically a pet for one of the characters. Then they call him Bow Wow. And I knew about this, but I did not know that he was in all these other games. I've even heard that he's in Hyrule Warriors, which I know we're playing right now.
Yeah.
So as one of the weapons for one of the characters.
Well, I had no idea that he was in the Legend of Zelda series.
Yeah, and when I was a kid playing Link's Awakening, I thought it was so odd that he was in that game. But I got to researching for this segment, and it said that the Chain Chomp was originally created as an enemy for the Legend of Zelda series and not the Mario series. But he ended up being used in the Mario series first and most often, and that's what he's basically known as now, as a Mario enemy. But he's actually in, I'd say, 2 of the biggest Nintendo franchises there are. So
he's
been in a lot of games. He also appeared as an assist trophy in the latest Super Smash Bros. On the Wii U and the 3DS. So, you know, it seems like he's been getting bigger and bigger roles as the years have moved on, and kind of culminating in Mario Tennis Aces, where you can play as the Chomp himself. And so he's appeared in over 50 games in total, and I think this is just going to keep growing. He seems like he's here to stay.
Right. Wow, that's absolutely crazy. I didn't know there was so much to the Chain Chomp. He always just, to me, was just another Mushroom Kingdom enemy, you know, just barely above a Goomba. So that's really very, very interesting.
Yeah, so again, we hope you enjoyed this character spotlight, and we're going to move into our main topic, and that's Mario Tennis Aces. So getting into our main topic for this episode, and that is Mario Tennis Aces, which was released last Friday. And so it's available for $59.99. We've really been enjoying playing it, I know. One of the things that I know I was most excited about was this game marks the return of a story mode in the Mario Tennis game, which I know we loved on the Game Boy and Game Boy Advance. In the last several Mario Tennis games have not had anything resembling a story mode. So they call it the adventure mode. And I thought we'd start off just talking about that. So about how far are you in the adventure mode?
Well, I haven't gotten quite as far as I'd like to. I actually got stuck on the reflection room for a couple of tries. So I put it down for a while, came back to it. And once I figured out how to do some zone shots, I was able to beat it about my first try. But it did take me a while to figure that one out.
Yes, I definitely remember that as well, the reflection room. That's a really cool area. I really like it.
Yeah.
But you really have to learn all the various shots and ways to hit the ball, because you will not be able to pass these levels if you're not playing it how they want you to play it. You can't just get by with you know, just regular hits on some of the stages.
Right. I was just playing on just most other game, the levels before the reflection room, I was just using regular hits, just outplaying my opponents.
Kind of powering your way through.
Exactly. Yeah. I wasn't trying to be all fancy and everything, but on some of these other levels, you have to be.
Yeah, so I thought we'd just talk, you know, quickly about some of the things we like and don't like about the adventure mode. I'll tell you one of my favorite things about the adventure mode, and one of these was teased in the initial trailer, and I know got us super excited, is that there are several bosses in this game, and a couple of them are from one of our favorite Mario games, and that's Mario Sunshine. So I know everyone has seen Petey Piranha is going to be a boss, and also Gooper Blooper is a boss, you know, the big white squid from Mario Sunshine. So, in fact, I just got past him. That's kind of where I am in the game.
Okay.
So I think I'm on the last world, but I just beat the Gooper Blooper boss is where I am.
Oh, very nice.
So, and all the bosses so far have been very unique with how you beat them. And that's one thing I really like about the adventure mode. There's a lot of variety. There are some stages where, yeah, it's just a tennis match, but there's a lot of others where it's some completely different objective that you've got to complete.
Right, and that's pretty impressive. I mean, there's only so much you can do with a tennis game, in my opinion.
Right.
But they're coming up with some very clever ideas to make this different every time you play it.
Yes, I love the variety that's in the adventure mode. Even when I heard that there was going to be boss battles, you know, I thought, okay, I'll just be playing tennis against them. But no, you've got to do all kinds of things to basically make the boss fall over or stun it so you can hit, you know, its weak point usually with a zone shot, it seems like.
Right.
So I've really been enjoying all the bosses I've played so far. And another thing that I really like about the adventure mode is that as you play it, you unlock rackets, which, you know, each racket you unlock has a little better stats than the last one. So, you know, that's really nice. And you also unlock different courts as you play through the various worlds. And then once you unlock those courts, you can use them in online and in multiplayer and in just free play. So
free play. Okay.
You unlock stuff for the other modes by playing through this. Right, I really like that.
That's good to know.
And it's not only the bosses that are fairly unique and varied. I think just a lot of the stages are, you know, you'll have a stage where you're having to knock shy guys off of a train in a certain amount of time, or, you know, you'll have to keep a volley going for 300 points in a time limit or something. And so there's just a lot of variation to it, and it keeps it from getting just stale to me.
Right. Yeah. I know on one, I was just playing a regular match of tennis, but it was on a ship, and there's this huge mast going up in the center. And, you know, it's really tall, but it's not that wide. I mean, you wouldn't think it'd be any trouble at all, yet the enemy's always hitting the ball right against there to throw you off.
Right. So you think the ball's going left and you go left and oops, it hits the mast and goes right. And
exactly.
Yes, it's crazy how many times that ball hits that little skinny mast in the center of the stage.
Right.
Or in the court. Yeah. Another thing I really like so far is just the kind of the wacky story that this game has. You know, it's all about a haunted tennis racket or that Luigi picks up. And so you're going through this crazy story trying to save Luigi from this tennis racket and just all the various little scenarios that happen in between the stages and the dialogue you'll have with different characters. It's just very goofy, and I really like it.
It is. As soon as you start the game, it just pushes you right into the story.
It does.
And, I mean, it doesn't prepare you or anything, and there they are. Everything's just happening so fast, and you're just wondering what's going on.
Yes.
And before you know it, Waluigi's been cursed. So
yeah, I just love that, you know, you'll be needing to get across a body of water or something, and the person with the boat will just be, you know, will not really be willing to take you there unless you can beat them in a game of tennis, you know.
Exactly.
Kind of reminds me of Professor Layton, where it's like solving a puzzle will get you about anything you want. And in this, it's, you know, besting someone in tennis will get you on the road to the next challenge.
That is very, very funny. Yes.
Now, there are a few things about the adventure mode that I'm not a huge fan of. And as you get further into the adventure mode, the difficulty will spike, especially on certain stages. Seems just like just some of them just nearly impossible. And, you know, hey, I don't mind a challenge, but if you're going to have to play a certain stage 20 or 30 times before you beat it, it sure would be nice to be able to just retry once you fail. But this game doesn't let you do that. You have to go back to the map and listen to Toad and Mario's dialogue back and forth, and then click on the stage again, wait for it to load, skip the dialogue, and then you get back in. And that just gets really irritating on some of these stages that I've had to play 15 or 20 times to beat. It just seems so unnecessary to have to do all that when they could just have a retry button. So I really hope that maybe they'll patch that in or something.
Right. Yeah. I was really surprised that, because I had trouble on a few stages, and I thought, well, I'll just hit the retry button. And they pushed me back, like you said, to the start of that level. And you could skip their dialogue, but it was tedious. It just took some time. The load times are pretty quick, but
that's
still,
true. Yes.
But still, you do have to wait. And
I just seems like a real glaring omission that they didn't have a retry button there.
Yeah.
And like I said, some of the stages, especially some of the ones, like there'll be some side stages that you don't necessarily have to complete to continue on with the story. But you may unlock a new racket or something. So you wanna complete them. And I'm on one right now. It's the Kamek, or however you say, the little wizard Koopa, his stage. And it is just, I don't know that I'll ever be able to do it. You're supposed to get 400 points by volleying back and forth with them. And it's the court with the mast on it. And I think I've gotten 100 points one time. And it's just, you know, I'm only a fourth of the way there. And it's just, I don't know. It's just discouraging. It just seems like it's, you know, it's 10 times harder than anything I've done previously. And so there's definitely some difficulty spikes in this game that may really challenge, especially some younger players. So I kind of wish that there would be a little more of a gradual difficulty climb, but it definitely seems kind of mixed. And then one other thing that I really was a little disappointed in is that there's no co-op mode for this adventure mode. You know, it would be really fun to play through this with a friend, I think. And I think they could do it. They may have to change up a couple of the stages, but I think it would be really fun to play through the adventure mode with a buddy.
Right, yeah. No, that's a great idea. I hadn't even tried to play it in co-op, so I didn't realize this. But, yeah, I really can't believe it. That'd be a perfect thing for a family with two kids but one Switch, and they want to play Mario Tennis. You know, they could play through the story together. That'd be great.
Yeah, I agree. It seems like most of the games Nintendo's been putting out lately have had co-op modes, you know, and even Mario Odyssey and stuff. And it's a small thing, but hey, you can play through it with two people, you know. And I think it would have been a great addition if they would have had that on this one. So
if the upcoming Pokemon game can have co-op, surely Mario Tennis can
exactly.
have co-op.
So, but the adventure mode is just one mode, and you know that's there's other modes as well. One of them that I thought was kind of interesting is called swing mode, and basically what this is you can use a single Joy-Con, kind of holding it like you would a Wii remote on the Wii, and you can play by swinging it, you know, like a racket. Have you got a chance to try this out?
I have. My experience with it wasn't the greatest. I believe I was holding it the correct way. I was making sure I was doing everything right, but it was just very difficult for me to keep the ball in bounds. I was constantly hitting it out of bounds too far, and just it just was not working out for me.
Yeah, I had a very similar experience. You know, I've never been a big fan of motion controls, but hey, Wii Sports is a really good game, and like, you know, the tennis game and Wii Sports, it just worked with the Wii remote. Like, where I swung, it swung. You know, I felt like I was in control. And with Mario Tennis Aces, I never felt like I was really in control of my hits at all.
Right.
You know, I would think I was throwing the ball up and serving it at the right, you know, with the right timing. And it would say I was way too slow or way too fast. And it seemed like I was doing it the same way every time and yet getting a different result. And like you, I could not keep the ball inside the lines.
Right.
It seemed like I would just, you know, I would just have to just, you know, just nudge my hand to keep it in the court. And so, yeah, I'm personally not a big fan of this mode.
Yeah, no, me neither.
But thankfully, it's just a side mode, and you definitely don't have to play any of the other modes this way. So, and maybe someone will enjoy it. And I'm sure with some practice, it would get better. But I wasn't super fond of it initially, at least.
Right, yeah.
So the other big mode with this game is, of course, the online. And so I thought we'd talk about that for a little bit. We actually played quite a bit of online last night together, you know, testing everything out. And I will say, as someone who had quite a bit of trouble with the online demo that they released a while back, I had a lot of trouble with lag in my matches. And from what I can tell, it has been greatly improved in the full release of the game.
Right, yeah, me and you played together. I really didn't notice any at all. I had fairly good luck on that demo they released, but I did pick up a little bit, and I know I've heard some other people talk about it before the game was released, and they didn't have very good luck as well. I don't know if it was something going on with their servers that time, but whatever the issue was, it looks like they have really improved it.
Yeah, and like you said, when we were playing last night or the other day, you know, I couldn't tell by how smooth it was that you weren't just in the same room as me playing locally. Like, I mean, it was just completely smooth, and I never saw a hiccup or anything. So I was really impressed with that. They did also add, if you're matchmaking, they did add when it finds a player for you to play, they show their signal strength, their internet strength, and you can decline to play them if it's pretty low. So I thought that was another good addition that they added in there. And you can play online. You can play in both standard mode, which standard mode has all the trick shots and zone shots and special, you know, it has all the special moves you can use with your meter that you build up. But they also, you can play in simple mode, which I would describe simple mode as just kind of how Mario Tennis on the N64 was, just, you know, your basic shots, but there's no fancy moves, no trick shots. You know, it's a lot simpler to kind of wrap your head around. and you can play both these modes online. I was glad that they give you that choice. They're also going to have monthly tournaments. They're having one right now. And these monthly tournaments are going to allow you to unlock certain characters quicker. So I know they've said that Koopa Troopa and Blooper are on their way, and that if you play in these online tournaments and get a certain amount of points, you'll unlock them right then. And everyone else that doesn't do that will get them, I think, the following month. They'll be released to everyone.
Okay.
So I really like this way they're doing it. You know, if someone just doesn't like playing online, you know, they'll still be able to get the characters. But, hey, if you do want to play online, you might be rewarded by getting one of these characters early.
Right. So. Yeah, that's a great idea to get people involved in the online play and supporting this game. I really like to have exclusive characters, but it's also nice in case I miss a month, I can get them the following month. So that's really nice that they're still letting everyone get these characters that's got the game.
I agree. I hope they continue to do this past these two characters. I know, I think there's about, what is it, about four spots for extra characters that are on the roster right now.
I believe so, yeah.
So, I think there'll be more coming. And I would be fine even if they didn't always release a character, but even if they just released new costumes for some of the characters, that would be really nice in these tournaments.
I really hope that they do the kind of the same thing they did with Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, and that's add in characters not from the Mushroom Kingdom, such as the Inklings or some more Animal Crossing or even Link. I think that would be really neat to play with some other Nintendo characters, but on the tennis court.
That would be really neat. And they could do some themed courts as well for those characters. Right. That would be really neat.
I think that would be really fun.
So, and another thing I really liked, you know, because with Nintendo and online, you never know how messed up it's going to be. But one thing I really liked on Mario Tennis Aces is setting up a room and playing with friends is very easy to do. It's really easy to figure out how to do. You don't have to kind of do like in Splatoon and, you know, try to get matched together and or wait on someone. You can just get in a room, make sure everyone's in there, and then search for someone else to play with. So I really like how they did that. And like we've played some two-player. I'd really like to get some four-player with friends, and we're kind of waiting on another friend or two to buy this game so we can do that. But I really do like how they set up the rooms and playing with friends.
Right. Yeah. It flows really well.
Yeah. And there's quite a few options when you're setting up a room. So you can change it from the standard mode and the simple mode. You can have it where it's a random court, or you can select the specific court you want. Cause you know, sometimes you really don't want to play on the court with the mast in the middle.
Right.
And you can also set, you can set who's on whose team and all that. So I really like that because that's the stuff that Nintendo doesn't always remember to put in their games, because it's really fun to play it exactly how you want to play it. And I'm glad that they're giving us that option on this game. That's kind of my thoughts on the online mode. Did you have anything else?
No,
that we haven't mentioned?
I don't believe so. No, you said all the right things.
So before we end here, I thought we'd just talk about a few additional things regarding the game. Some kind of just some random things that I really like about this game. You know, this game just has a lot of charm. Would you agree with that?
Oh yeah, especially the characters and even the story. As goofy as it is, it's very charming.
So yeah, the story and adventure mode is great, and yeah, the characters just have a lot of personality. You know. One thing I really like is their various, you know, special shots and trick shots that are unique to each character. And some of them are just great. Like, I know Waluigi's trick shot, you know, he moonwalks backwards across the court to try to return the ball. And it's just stuff like that constantly. And even some of their outfits, like, again, Waluigi's tennis outfit is just amazing.
Yes.
You know, back to a couple of the new characters like Chain Chomp, you know, when he's serving, you know, he just bounces the ball on his head, you know, and it's just, he's got the racket in his mouth. It's just amazing to see all these different characters on the tennis court, you know. Another thing I really like is that after you score a point in any of the modes, you can run around and kind of celebrate in the few seconds before the replay starts. And it sounds silly, but it's just something so satisfying about it. especially like we were playing together last night in doubles. And if you, you know, have a hard, a really hard fought a point that you won, it's just so fun to just run around a little bit on the court. And it gives you, you can run even pretty far off the court.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, I don't know, it's just something so, I don't know, it just feels so good about it.
Oh, it's very satisfying. I absolutely love doing that. So I don't get to do it as much as I want because I'm not very good at this game yet. I plan on getting better.
Unfortunately, you know, if you lose the point, you cannot move around. You know, your character looks pretty sad depending on who it is, and you can't move at all.
So right.
really incentivizes you to play well so you can kind of taunt your opponent. And I can see this getting really heated with, you know, four players playing, you know, co-op or something, you know, where
for
you
sure.
can kind of troll your friends and maybe figure out some choreographed moves with each other. So
that's, I've seen some of the blooper gameplay, and I want to play with that character so bad just so I can run around. His run is just, it's the best.
That's great. And another thing, and you touched on it a little bit before, but the load times on this game are just amazing. I don't know if there's a Switch game that loads faster than this game.
As soon as you start it, I mean, it's already ready to go, and it's throwing you in adventure mode pretty much immediately.
Yeah, when you have this game closed on your Switch and you hit the A button to open it up, I mean, it's within 2 or 3 seconds that it's ready to go. And you hit L and R, and you can go right into any of the modes you like. And even, you know, between matches, between stages, the loading times are just amazing on this game. And that's very much appreciated, especially on some of the other systems where loading times are still kind of a long thing on some games. It's really nice to, for a game like this, to where it just, the loading to never gets in the way.
Right.
So far, I know you've mentioned that you'd really like to play as Blooper, and I agree. Do you have any favorite characters so far?
I really like Donkey Kong on here because it seems like the power players, and everyone has something special. Mario's all around. Luigi's all around. Some are technical and some are tricky, but Donkey Kong's a powerhouse. And I just kind of like the powerful characters, him and Bowser, Wario. But Donkey Kong's been my favorite of that so far. And I just Waluigi, just the way he looks, and I think he's gonna be the favorite of this game, along with Chain Chomp.
I agree. I would say so far my favorite character is Chain Chomp, just because it's just so ridiculous that he's even in the game, and he's another powerhouse character. But again, and I am definitely not even close to a Waluigi fan, but there's just something about him in this game. I think it has maybe something to do with his silly outfit and everything, and his trick shot. But he's just super fun to play as and to watch.
We'll turn you into a Waluigi fanboy yet.
Maybe so. And then another one I really like is Spike. And I don't remember him being playable in any other games, but he may have been. But I really like how he plays, and I love how he spits the ball out of his mouth when he's serving. So he's a lot of fun to play as well.
That's something really neat. All the characters seem to have or most of the different characters seem to have a unique way to serve the ball.
Yes.
Like Chain Chomp on his head, Spike in his mouth. Bowser Jr.'s in his little clown car, so it's got two fists coming out of it, and he's just throwing the ball up on his thumb. It's just so different. Everybody's got their unique personalities and the ways they like to serve.
Yep, I agree. That's basically some of the things we were really enjoying in the game. And then I thought before we close, maybe we talk about just a few improvements or things I'd like for them to add to this game, because I don't think it's a perfect game yet. I think it's really good, though. So I think it'd be nice if you could unlock some more courts. It seems like even once you go through the adventure mode, you're going to have, you know, 6 or 7 courts maybe. And boy, it seems like there's definitely could be room to add some of these. So I'd love to see them add some more courts. And like I said before, I'd love for there to be some additional costumes. Other than if you played the demo and got the Mario overalls costume, none of the other characters have more than one costume. So I would really like if there would be a little more variety to the characters and the costumes they could wear.
Right, yeah. And this is something I think that could come about at some point. I don't know if they plan on releasing any DLC for this game. I would almost say no, but maybe in some online tournaments or something, they'll give us some of this stuff.
I really think they will, especially the costumes, because they've already done it with Mario, and it seems like, well, if they did that, why wouldn't they do it with some more characters? So I really think this will happen, but that was one of the things I was a little disappointed when it was realizing that there's, you know, each character just has one costume.
Yeah.
Another thing that I thought and didn't even think about it at first, but is kind of a glaring omission from this game, and that's there's no amiibo support for this game, and I just found that somewhat surprising.
I didn't know that. I figured most all the Nintendo games had amiibo support, especially a Mario game.
Right, and even on the Wii U, the Mario Tennis game released on that, and it was bare bones as could be, but it had amiibo support. So I thought it was kind of strange that they didn't do that, but I would think they would be able to patch this in. You know, they did it with New Leaf on the 3DS. They patched in amiibo support, so
right.
I could see them maybe doing that eventually. It would be nice. That would be another way maybe they could release some more costumes is, hey, if you had the character's amiibo, maybe it'd unlock a special costume.
Exactly. I was thinking the same thing. Maybe the Gold Mario amiibo could give you a Gold Mario costume or just something like that.
Yeah, so. I think that'd be really neat. And then one last thing, and I only found out about it last night as me and Chad were trying to play some doubles online, is that basically if you're in the same room together and on the same Switch, you can play doubles online against other humans online doubles. But if you're apart from each other on two different Switches like we were, you can only play against the CPU. Even though, you know, me and you were online, we could only play against the CPU. And I would love for them to add the option to where we could play against other human players as well.
Right.
And it seems like that's something they could easily add. But that was one thing that kind of disappointed me was, you know, since we weren't at the same house, we were kind of stuck playing the computer. Even though we were online ourselves. And I do think, you know, if you have four friends, you can all play online just fine doubles. But, you know, that was one thing I kind of wish that maybe they would add. So hopefully they'll do that. I really, if they support this just like they've supported, you know, Mario Kart and ARMS and Splatoon 2, I think we'll get a lot of this stuff and apply a lot of other stuff we're not even thinking of. But
I think so. I could see a lot of this stuff we're saying happen as long as the game is popular enough. And if they keep doing these online tournaments, I think, and if they go over well, I think we'll get a lot of this stuff to be included later on.
Yeah, I think so. So, you know, overall, I really, really like this game. I was one of the few that bought the Wii U Mario Tennis, you know, the last console release, and I was extremely disappointed. It had about 3 or 4 hours worth of gameplay, and then you were just basically done. And so this is a great return to form for the Mario Tennis series. And I couldn't be happier with the game. Like I said, it's not perfect, but I'm having a lot of fun, and I can see myself putting quite a few more hours into this game.
Good, good. Before we close, about how many hours has it taken you to get to the last stages or last world?
Man, I would say I've probably put 4 or 5 hours.
4 or 5 hours.
But I would say a good chunk of that would just be trying to beat some of the little challenges that I just had to replay over and over again.
Right, right. Okay.
I don't think that the adventure mode is just going to be super long. I couldn't imagine it taking more than 10 hours to beat.
Okay, that's good to know.
But yeah, so that's our thoughts on Mario Tennis Aces. Like I said, we're planning on this is just the beginning, I think, for this game, and we're really looking forward to seeing where it takes us. So thanks a lot for listening, and we'll see y'all in the next episode. So before we leave you today, we want to please ask you to visit our show page at anchor.fm/KariboShoePodcast. You can listen and subscribe to the show through various ways, including the Apple Podcast app, on iTunes, on the Google Podcast app, on the Pocket Casts and Overcast apps, and through the Anchor app available on both iOS and Android. Links to all of these ways to listen are on our show page on anchor.fm. We also would like to ask you to please rate our show on Apple Podcast and Google Podcast if you enjoy it. We are also on Twitter at @KariboShoePod and on Instagram at @KariboShoePodcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next one.